4. Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. I love to present live music to the denizens of White Plains. And actually, if you've got cable vision, you're in White Plains. But if you have Verizon Fios, you can be anywhere in Westchester and be seeing us and being hanging out with us. Today, I'm so pleased. I've got native White Plainsians. Well, not native, but living here now. Melly and Joe.
Hey.
Hi again.
Hello again. It's part two. You know, I used to actually change my shirt in between shows. And then I thought, why should I change my shirt? You're not changing your shirts.
You could switch. We could do a rotation.
I wouldn't mind wearing that shirt, Roger.
Yeah.
It's very international.
It's a flag shirt, my friend. Actually, it's funny because normally I only wear Hawaiian shirts. Very rare that I wear a non-Hawaiian shirt. Actually, I was thinking of going to Puerto Rico next week, and I'm so disappointed. Because I looked on the internet, it's going to rain for the next 10 days.
Oh, so you did well.
Yeah, but it's just so bizarre that you can actually, you know, actually looked at a webcam in San Juan.
No, wait a minute. It's going to rain in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. It's going to rain in Puerto Rico.
For the next 10 days.
So he's changing his mind now.
So I'm not going.
Puerto Rico's awesome. I was there once.
But anyway, let's get back to the music.
Yes, the music.
So you're playing guitar today. You're playing guitar.
Yes.
Are these all your songs that you're going to be performing, or do you co-write with Joe?
We do co-write. We co-write, and he writes.
I'm going to be performing one of my own tonight.
Okay.
And we do. Sometimes I'll add a little bridge part, and I'll definitely, I'm with the writing process.
Absolutely.
Melody. You're not massaging her back and then getting a writer's credit for that.
That's how it starts, and then it ends up being work. It starts with pleasure first.
No, it's always with work.
Well, unless you'll keep us your life, I think I had a little bit to do with it.
Yeah,
with
absolutely. Like
song.
You said earlier, the guitar parts make everything, his parts, the dimension, and that's what he writes those parts.
But what's great about Melly is that she's less trained in a way where, like, she didn't really care. Now she's doing covers, as we said on the previous show, about chords, and they gave her the freedom to be able to experiment with all kinds of different chord movements, and she comes up with them pretty complex chords that musicians would find. It would be like a 13 flat 5 with a flat 4, and it just sounds good the way she puts it together. And I think if somebody's trained, he usually gets more limited in what he knows,
Sorry I ever took a guitar lesson. I am so sorry, and actually, guitar lessons have killed 20 years worth of musicians. All the great rock guitarists play incorrectly. If you went to school and rock, they would tell you to play with a finger per each fret. All the great rock guitarists play with 3 fingers, and that's it. Or occasionally they'll throw the pinky in a weird thing.
She's supposed to have the thumb behind her all the time.
Right.
Most rock guitarists like to use this, and that's a no-no. I think, wasn't it Kevin Eubanks that got thrown out of Berkeley? Oh, he left Berkeley because they told him he was playing incorrectly because he liked to use his thumb, and he said, screw that. And
right, and the whole thing is, you know, there's an old story about a blues man who, Albert Collins, who idolized B.B. King, practiced every day, imitated B.B. King. He went in, got an audition at a record label, and the guy says, man, you sound great. You sound just like B.B. King. We already got B.B. King. We don't need 2 of them. So I think what you're saying about Melly is because in a way you're kind of untrained and exploring, you come up with different things. You don't care if it's the right way to play it.
No.
You don't care if it's a flat 7, flat 9, sharp 13.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just the way it sounds. And then you bring a little bit more of the polish to it because...
Exactly.
Now what's interesting to me is, well, first of all, I have almost the exact same guitar.
Oh, yeah, a Telecaster.
Now that is a solid body with the humbucker and the bridge pickup.
Yes.
And what I have is I have the semi-hollow.
Love that one.
With
that's
the
great.
Two humbuckers. The thin line 72.
That's like a 72 something.
It's the thin line 72.
Yeah, that's a beautiful guitar.
what I like about it is because it's hollow body, you get a little bit of extra feedback. And
it's a little more, less thinner, right? It's more...
It's thicker.
Thicker because of the two humbucker.
But now I'm looking behind you. I don't know if our cameras can get it, but you have a whole rack of effects back there.
Well, yeah. I have my vintage deluxe reverb over here that I got off of my best friend, Frank Bosco. I'm going to mention his name because he deserves it. Because this is an amp that he had for years, and it's set in his closet, then he had it in his basement, and it got flooded.
Oof.
And I always wanted that amp, because he was a previous roommate of mine, and because it's a beautiful amp. They don't make amps anymore. You know, point-to-point wiring, and a good friend of mine, John Majavi, who's the guitar player in my band, the very best, spent some time fixing it up for me. They didn't even charge me that much. And now it's in beautiful working condition, and it's a classic, 1970, I believe.
See, it's interesting. Does it have a master volume control on it?
It's got two channels, I believe. One with tremolo and reverb, and one without. And, you know, in the old days, you didn't have any overdrive or anything. The amp automatically overdrive.
Right. Basically, they were low-power amps. You turn them up to 10, and, you know, basically... The old guys would take a screwdriver and just jab it into the speaker, rip the speaker.
Oh, that's Jimi Hendrix, right?
That's where you got your fuzz
from.
What do you
do, Roger, when you play? Do you use effects a lot? Or?
I'm a minimalist. I have a Blues Junior.
Oh, nice little amp.
I overdrive it. I have a little overdrive box that's on all the time. So in essence, I'm really using no effects. I just play.
I'm pretty much playing it like that today. I'm using the volume control, and that's a great way to play.
Now, it's interesting because you play so nicely as the people are going to get to hear, and yet you tell me that your regular gig is as a bass player.
Yes. I mean, when I was younger, I was a guitar player. I played with a couple of bands, and we toured, called The Quad. We were on TV, and then I didn't play music for a long time. I was a computer programmer and analyst for a lot of years. And it wasn't until I met this girl in the Irish scene who I went up and played a song, and she liked me and the way I played. And she goes, I need a bass player for next week to do a gig. And it was a place called McMahon's in Bainbridge Avenue years
Bronx?
Ago. Yeah, in the Bronx, where like it was the Irish scene was really going on then. And I was interested because... Music was going there better than everywhere else. It was happening. You know, it was just like, you know, people were going to bars. They were packed. I was like, how come Westchester's not like that?
Well, so, you know what the answer is. The answer is there was a whole Irish migration here in the 80s.
Exactly.
And in the mid 90s, they all went home.
Yeah.
Right.
Because quality of life. I mean, it was a big paper article in the paper basically said that we work too hard, make too little money. Now that Ireland has a resurgence, the Celtic Lion...
Yeah, the economy went way up. It was great.
We can work less and actually have a life. And they went home. And without them...
But long story short, I became... I started knowing Irish music, and I liked it. And I started getting a lot of work off the Irish. And God bless the Irish people, because then I sort of like, you know, like slowly faded away from computers and... I was doing some consulting, and I was playing more and more and more, and then I became a full-time musician.
I actually met him in the Irish scene.
Yeah.
And he was in my, I mean, you know, Italian jail.
I can't imagine that you make 1/90th of what you made as a computer programmer, though.
I was making good money as a computer programmer, and I sort of, like, started liking the life of getting up late, and... working computers on the side, and sort of, and then I became, I played in some pretty good bands that I was able to do a full living with. Midnight Special, the band that I had formed, and Homeward Bound was the band previous to Midnight Special, and New York Show Band, which is a very well-known band and a professional band. In fact, we did a lot of cruises, concerts.
And you played bass in them.
Yeah.
Which is unusual because the first person they throw out to save money is the bass player by having the keyboard use left-hand bass.
But, you know what? In that world, guitar players were a dime a dozen. And to have a good player, and I sing lead and harmonies, and to have a bass player that can sing was more valuable. And I understood the true value of being a bass player, and actually worked very well for me. Because if I wasn't that great of a guitarist, there was way better guitarists than me, and it was easier to make some headway playing the bass.
I did the same thing.
I love playing the bass, to be honest with you. It's a great instrument. It's especially when you're playing with the drummer, you really feel it. And I learned how to sort of syncopate myself, how to sing and play the bass at the same time, which is a challenging thing. Unlike guitar, where like you can actually play a few chords and sing, and then take your hands off. You can never take your hands off the bass. It's got to keep going, you know. And
well,
so I like both.
That brings us to the songs you're gonna play.
Okay.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something we wrote together a little bit.
This is called Communication Breakdown, and it's not, as you will listen to, the Led Zeppelin song.
Right. When Melody titled this song, she named the Communication Breakdown. She had no idea that Led Zeppelin had a song called Communication Breakdown.
Just ignore him. Go on.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, check. Okay.
I'm
Edition.
Thank you.
Well, I made a few mistakes.
You don't have to tell us.
That's okay. It's original music. There are no mistakes,
yeah,
right?
You did it like that on purpose.
So what's next?
I'm going to do one of mine. How's that? I'm going to take the effect off here.
You need to pull that forward a little. Okay.
It's okay.
All right, this song I wrote before I met Melly, but and I really didn't think much about it. I sang it once, and she goes, "Wow, it's a great song." So she encouraged me to keep it going, and now it's part of our repertoire. It's called "Dead of Night." Endings.
Very nice. Beautiful
Thank
voice.
You.
Nice tune. You know, it's interesting. I have that guitar strap.
Oh, the strap? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, Sam
Pick it up. That's right. Exactly.
Is that what you use?
Yeah. I don't use it, but I like it. I keep it as a spare
so
in my. I keep it as a spare because it's so light.
Yeah.
I wear like a heavy leather strap, so I don't want to carry
heavy,
through.
Yeah.
Them.
It's like when you travel, you mean you.
Well, what happens is, you know, when you have a band like you do, you have all kinds of extra stuff in your little gig bag.
Oh, yeah.
Like I showed up at a gig a couple of weeks ago, and the guy was missing. He had two parts to his amp, and he needed two power cords. You know, to go. He needed two chords, one for the head, one for the speakers, and he only had one power chord. You know, just like a you know, like the cord you plug into a PC and into the wall.
You know, it's amazing how you can have $10,000 worth of equipment. If you're missing a power cord, you can't go on.
That's
and
right.
It's the scariest thing when you, at the end of the night, you know, you do gigs and you and it's dark and you're collecting. Do I have the little adapter? Do I have the little cords? And it's amazing how one little thing can completely destroy your next gig, at least.
Yeah, but I carry two of everything.
That's what we do. Always have a backup.
You play acoustic also, guitar?
Not really. I was thinking of branching out and doing it. I did a couple of gigs, and I felt I didn't enjoy it. It's, I just feel I'm a rocker. I mean, that's who I am. Or a reggae man, or a country, but I don't feel...
You're not feeling it, then, definitely.
Yeah, I just, I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, to me, when I was
doing it...
They're
two different animals.
What?
Two different animals, guitars. Like.
Right, they are. So, you know, I mostly play guitar. But like you, I played bass for many years. Picked up a lot of work, you know, playing
bass.
That's right.
Bass players rule.
Right, but my issue was, is I play bass and I sing, but as you can tell from my speaking, I'm a bass. I sing bass, or I sing baritone,
right.
And no one really wants a baritone backup singer. Everybody wants someone like they're getting something squeezed.
Like,
well, you look like a bass player.
Yeah.
I would think, if I didn't know you, I would think you were a bass player.
Well, like you said, to me, I loved locking with the drummer. That was so great. But what I found is, like, if you go to a jam, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be able to lock with the drummer, because not a lot of drummers who go to jams understand the concept. And I got me very frustrated.
Don't start, right?
Yeah, don't get me started.
But in a band where you play with, you know, in a band where you put together a great rhythm section.
Once you got a good groove. And
you know what? I'm talking. Why don't we go out on your last song?
Sure. Oh, okay. Let me give you the mic because I took it
away. We got around 4 minutes left.
What's the last song again?
You're gonna do "This Is No, Not This Is Me." Fishes.
Right. Okay.
So we may fade out on this. We may not.
Thank you.
trick ending on that one.
No.
And that was a short one. That was a short one. Yeah, I remember there was a, it's fish, not fishes.
Right, that's why I said fishes. You can say it both ways. I
think
did
it's
that
a
purposely.
Word now.
Fishes actually,
that,
it
know.
Is. It is.
There was
it
a
just
guy.
Sounds better, fish.
There's a guy who passed away who had that song. Trying to remember. Of course, I'll remember his name the second I get out of here. But longer something. He had the word fishes. But anyway, who cares? You're right. Now, every year it's so funny. They put out new dictionaries, mm-hmm. and they put words in and they take words out. So, Melly and Joe, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
It was you a sound great experience.
Same,
thank
same
you so
here.
Much for having us.
I and what's,
it.
What's so great is because you live in White Plains, and do you have cable vision?
We have Verizon.
We
okay.
used to have cable vision.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So you can actually see the show.
That's right. Channel 45. That's
right. Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
thank
Roger.
You, Roger.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's take it from the top.
Yeah, right.